73 degrees at 8:57. Time for a quick check on commodity markets this morning. We bring in Bill Gentry with Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Looks like our markets are pretty firm overnight. Crude trade this morning is down about 75 cents. Dollar is up a touch, creating headwinds for commodities in general. We did not see any sales announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system, so that's a little bit of a disappointment. Current price action, currently have September corn up 2 cents at 372 3/4. New crop December up 2 1/4 at 386 1/2. Looking at the soybeans, September beans are down 1 cent at 894 1/4. And new crop November beans, 905 1/4, down 1/2. Chicago wheat currently up 8 3/4 in the September at 577 even. And December is 598, up 8 cents as well. Kansas City wheat is up 9 1/2. At 589 for the September, and December is 616 1/4, up 9. Minneapolis wheat is currently up 6 cents in the September, up 6 at 633 3/4, and December is 650 even, up 5 1/4. Livestock trade, cattle are soft and hogs are a little bit lower this morning, down about a dollar. Funds appear to be continuing to cover short corn and beans and adding to their long position in wheat. Retracement ideas are still intact for corn and beans. Wheat has already exceeded our expectations, which technically is encouraging for corn and bean markets. Fundamentally, USDA numbers are due out on Friday. Trade estimates for domestic corn production, 176.2 national average yield for corn and 174 last month. This expected to result to total production of 14.411 billion bushels. The estimate in July was 14.23. 2017-18 domestic carryout expected to be over 2 billion bushels, and 2018-19 carryout is supposed to be 1.636. Trade estimates for domestic soybean production, 49.6 national average yield, up from 48.5 last month. In-house, we kind of think that number may not adjust too much this month, but is assuredly probably going to go up next month. This is expected to result in a production figure of 4.407 billion bushels. The July estimate was 4.31. 2017-18 carryout expected to be 460 million. 2018-19 carryout expected to mushroom to 638 billion bushels. Rhetoric continues to focus on bottom line figures. We continue to watch the stocks to use ratio domestically. This ratio should go up for beans and down for corn. Some feel the stocks to use ratio for corn may be the lowest in history. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great week.
All right. Thank you very much, Bill. That's Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Current conditions in the WIOL listening area here in Urbana, we're at 73 degrees, up to 72 in Bloomington Normal, 75 in Decatur, 76 in Charleston Mattoon, and 74 degrees in Rantoul. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says partly cloudy skies today with a high of 84 degrees, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear tonight with a low of 63, mostly sunny tomorrow, and a high of 86 degrees. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WIOL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.